The following show contains explicit content.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a podcast about things and stuff.
The third episode of Chatty Wampus.
Thank you for joining us
on morelikeradio.com, live every Saturday night, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern.
Here we are again.
You know what's cool? Going to the Hoover Dam, and they got the sign up there where you're like crossing from, I think it's Nevada and Arizona, and they don't observe daylight savings right there because it's such an odd time zone. Because when you go from Nevada into Arizona, and I might be completely wrong on this, but it's a completely different time zone.
I think I've heard that they don't observe it.
Yeah, it's because it's like...
That's weird.
It's 2 hours behind us, because we're at Eastern time, obviously, so it's 2 hours instead of three, but once you cross the state line. And it's funny because when we did that, I had my phone out, and I watched it, like, I kind of like... Because you walk across it, because they got that new bridge there. If you walk across... I had my phone and I just watched it change. So I kind of stepped back and forth and my phone kind of lagged as it was changing from like 1 o'clock to 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
You time traveling?
Yeah. I was being a dick about it. But it's the third episode of Chatty Wampus. We've made it this far. So congrats to us.
Congratulations. Did you like how I didn't make a Fallout reference? I couldn't come up with one at the time.
I know. I'm kind of shocked, actually.
Something about Caesar. Well, I haven't gotten that far in the game. I'm actually finally doing Big Empty. Mm-hmm. I want to call it the Big Empty, but either way.
I think that's kind of what it stands for, though.
It's both. Well, it's Big Mountain, mm-hmm. which is now a crater, but people also call it the Big Empty, which is fine. But that... It's a scary thing for me. I'm level 26 and I literally have been crouching the entire time. I haven't stood up once in the entire DLC.
I finally just finished the last Fallout New Vegas DLC about like a month or two ago.
Was that the last one? Like, were you doing it in order of release? Or
I thought I was. Apparently I wasn't. The last one I did was the one where you go to Zion National Park in Utah.
Oh, Honest Hearts.
That one's short, but it's good.
Yeah, I heard it was good.
But I'm going to call it Big MT too, because like every time I try to say Old World Blues, I kind of like, it sounds like I got a dick in my mouth when I'm saying it. So I'll call it Big MT too. But I had a lot of trouble with that one, actually, but I think it was because I was too low of a level. But you get some really good weapons there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And if you like Mentats, holy shit.
Oh my God, they are my drug of choice.
You open up a door at one point inside the, whatever that, like that. Air that big building is that you can save your weapons at, you can save a game at.
Yeah, the think tank.
Right, the think tank. There's one room in there that's just filled with Mentats.
Oh yeah, I've got 40 things of Mentats.
And they have no weight, which is great, so you can just stock up on them.
Now I'm confused because I thought when you got the lobotomy, you had a perk that you wouldn't get addicted. But I've been addicted multiple times since starting Old World Blues.
You might want to double check that because I'm actually not sure. Because I think I remember I vaguely, because this was a year ago when I did this DLC, I vaguely remember what I picked. I don't know if I took that perk though.
Oh, maybe it is just a regular perk that I decided to not get. Oh well.
Yeah, there's so many things in that game that I still haven't seen or done.
I finally got a Mysterious Stranger, and he scares me every time he shows up in Vats. Because I'm like, who the fuck is? Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, play Fallout New Vegas on the Xbox 360. Every time the Mysterious Stranger shows up, the game just freezes.
Really?
It just comes to a standstill. Like, he'll come in, he'll do his thing, he'll shoot the enemy for you, and then he just kind of stands there, and like 30 seconds later, it kicks back into gear and goes into back to the player.
Wow. I've had quite a few crashes so far, and my regular game has not crashed. I think it's crashed maybe twice, and I've played 170 hours on this.
That gives me, see, Skyrim, excuse me while I eat, that gives me a little, I don't really like Elder Scrolls Online, but, you know, it's being done by Bethesda, some division of Bethesda.
Yeah.
Bethesda's not good at releasing a game that is not just littered with bugs and prone to crashing issues.
But think about how massive these games are. I can forgive it because of how massive and in-depth, and there's so many things that need to be... saved here and there, your reputation with this guy, what you did to this guy, the general size of the map, all those things. So I can forgive the crashing, but I've been crashing. I've crashed about 10 times since starting Old World Blues.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so rampant. Although you can, there, I think actually is a mod out there that actually it's called like the unofficial New Vegas patch or something like that. I know they got it for the Elder Scrolls games, but you can basically add that to your mod list and it actually resolves crashing issues.
I have no mods for New Vegas. I've modded the fuck out of Skyrim. I haven't modded New Vegas. I think with my next playthrough I will, but for this one I'm just kind of going organically, although I did have to use the console commands once because I could not get past a point where it would freeze, so I had to like move my character.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just because I literally could not play anymore other than if I were to do that.
I did that in Skyrim, and it was when you get to that one quest where you have to pick up the 50 Crimson Nirnroot, doing that on the 360
version.
That was
the loudest. Is that the loud one?
That's the one where you're, like, in the cave, and...
No, but the weed itself. That's the one that makes the noise,
right? Oh, yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
I fucking hate it. It scares me every time.
The 360 version, I collected all 50 and realized I didn't save. I didn't even auto or quick save, and I died and had to collect them all again. And it took me about a good hour and a half because it's such a pain in the ass to do. So when I was playing through the game on the PC version, I think I used the console command to kind of cheat my way to 50. Just gave myself 50. We have a chat room at morelikeradio.com/live. Our friend Butt Monkey is in there. He just said...
He's talking all sorts of shit.
He said he would appreciate... Elder Scrolls Online if it wasn't a subscription. I agree with him. That game is not... I mean, I played a couple of the beta weekends. That game is not going to be worth the $15 a month. And like I said earlier about Bethesda, me being afraid about any product that Bethesda puts out, I'm terrified that Elder Scrolls Online is just going to be a buggy, unplayable piece of shit. Because
Maybe. When
you have an MMO like that, it's a constantly live updating environment.
Yeah.
So it's going to bug out once in a while. It just depends on how severe the bug is, and it can be a... make things unplayable.
Yeah, that would suck. I mean, I played WoW heavily for years. And yeah, there have been bugs. Yeah, there have been certain things that have caused me trouble. But never in the way that the game was unplayable. It was usually like a quest issue, an item issue, whatever. And it was usually resolved within a couple of days. You know, Blizzard was extremely quick with how well they managed that game.
Mm-hmm.
Really. And now that I've canceled my subscription, mm-hmm. all I want to do is fucking play it. That's all I want. And
Butt Monkey mentioned that he says, I'm willing to bet it goes free to play Elder Scrolls Online.
I'd play it if that was the case.
I guarantee you it will, because the free to play model is the way to go now with MMOs. And I know Elder Scrolls Star Wars, Old Republic. That went free to play pretty quickly. It was only a few months before they dumped the subscription model and made it free to play.
Do they do that because the community is not that large and they want more people to actually play it?
Yeah. So, but
how do they make money off of it then?
Microtransactions.
Okay.
In-game stores.
I loved that when WoW did that because I would buy all the fucking mounts. I would buy the little pets. I would buy all that stuff. I loved it.
Yeah. I very rarely ever talk about the CIA on this show, but... You know, we have products that actually kind of paved the way for the free-to-play model. And we offer a lot of content for free without needing a subscription, which is really impressive. But other games like this, the free-to-play model is like, sure, yeah, you can play for free up to like a certain level. And you're going to be like heavily restricted. They really try to get you to, you know, sign up for a subscription. Whereas the games that I work on are... You know, we push the subscription model, obviously, but too, at the same time, if you can't afford it or if you just want, you know, as much out of it as you want without really having to invest too much money, you know, we go for that as well. But it's all about microtransactions now, you know, it's all about like in-game stores.
Because people who love the game will pay for it.
Oh, of course.
You know, $25 a mount. If you've got 1,000 people that love the game enough, they want that mount. Think about how much money you just fucking made. Granted, there is a subscription fee. But it made the game so much more fun when you had those unique little things. I had no problem paying for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and for I mean, isn't WoW free to play now? Like, or don't they have
a
free to play?
Not that I know of. I haven't been active since fucking 2012, so I really have no idea.
Because I thought it was like something like you can play for free up to like level 10 or something. It was like.
Probably.
It's really restricted, you know?
Yeah.
I had a WoW subscription. I played it for a little bit, but I didn't play it, like, obsessively, and it got to... I had to cancel because it got to a point where I was playing the game twice a month, and I just couldn't...
You can't justify spending that kind of money.
Is that... Did I say that to you? And is that what led you to discover that you were still paying for WoW?
I can't remember. No, I think I was just checking my bank account and I saw Blizzard Entertainment and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always a good idea to check your bank statements regularly.
Yeah. Oh, I have been. I have been for sure. Although I'll be bad and then I'll go spend $50 at Knicks.com.
Yeah, or you'll just start playing WoW again. You can do that too.
No. Well, it's so bad. The first thing I thought of when I did the math about how much money I've wasted just by paying for something I never used, I thought about that in terms of how many NYX lipsticks I could buy. And I was like, fuck.
That is the woman thing to do. Gauge it by makeup.
Oh, my God. I was like, I could have had the most impressive collection. Even right now, I'm butthurt over it. I'm like, I could buy so much shit with that. Ugh.
Who posted it? Yeah, Butt Monkey earlier posted a picture of that.
Oh my god, that girl
from Crimea, Natalia Poklonskaya.
Now, was she just a pretty face that they appointed to that position, or was she actually like a big deal and just happened to be pretty?
I won't say she's a big deal, but I think she's a somewhat high-ranking official that just also happens to look like Pam from The Office.
She does.
Yeah, she looks...
She's a little cutie pie.
She looks like first season of The Office Pam.
First season of The Office Pam, I didn't like her hair.
Yeah.
I liked when they stylized her more, but then again, once... Because...
She looked too plain.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I actually kind of... I'm going to go back on what I said. I kind of like that they looked plain. Like, even Steve Carell, he did the hair plugs and stuff. Maybe he didn't do it for The Office, but I liked it when it was a bit more... rough around the edges. It was a lot more relatable. You know, not everyone's a fucking movie star. Well, there's in The Office
there's pictures of Natalia that have been making her way around the internet of you know, her just in casual clothes. My god, she's gorgeous.
She is beautiful.
Like, even just wearing the getup she's got during that press conference is I mean, she looks good wearing that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then you see her in plain clothes and you're just like, holy shit. But I guess, like, when she did that press conference, it wasn't long before it looks like Japan developed some sort of obsession with her.
Of course they did.
Because there's, like, she's now just in all these different, like, anime-esque sketches that have been appearing everywhere.
There was one, I think it was a GIF, where it was a picture, or, I'm sorry, a GIF of the, I'm sorry, not GIF, GIF.
Yeah.
GIF. Of the press conference, and there was like a little chat bubble. It was like, oh, would you like to maybe someday go out for a coffee with me? And she looks, gives a small smile, and she's like, no. And it just makes me crack up.
I like how there's actually a subreddit dedicated to her. That's awesome. Whoever just sent me that, that's awesome.
Is there, seriously a subreddit?
There's
of course
there
is.
Subreddit. And the second, if you have it filtered under hot, the second highest voted post on here is her doing another press conference. It looks like she's wearing absolutely no makeup, but she still looks good. She looks
natural,
really good. Yeah.
Beauty, yeah.
Yeah. She's gorgeous. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm surprised we never talked about her during the last Talk Radio Meltdown episode. It'll be interesting to get Mike and Red's opinion. And
oh,
Kate.
Yeah.
Oh, Kate.
Kate would love her.
You know how Kate is with women.
Yes, I do.
I have a feeling Kate would like her. She would have some sort of nitpick, but she.
But overall,
oh, she's gorgeous.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my god. So, like, she's what did they say? Attorney General for Crimea.
I think so. Yeah.
I still even know what the fuck a Crimea is. It's apparently a country that Russia and Ukraine are just butthurt over.
Wait, that's a country?
Yeah, Crimea is like, it's like an independent nation. I think it's actually, and I might be completely wrong about this, but I think it's an island.
I think they decided to go with Russia.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think there was like a vote set up because my understanding is that Russia came in and was like, hey, we're taking this. And Ukraine was like, please don't do that. Mm-hmm. And then they took it. And then they're like, okay, let's have a vote. Who wants to be with Russia? Who wants to be with Ukraine? And they're like, fuck you. Let's go to Russia.
And this was on top of all the shit that was going on in Ukraine to begin with.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think Russia ended up claiming it. I think it's like a leftover that the whole issue with that country is just left over from the Soviet Union dissolved.
I think so, because I think they've been constantly talking about like the actual borders, and mm-hmm. people were like, no, this is the border. No, this is the border. So this was something that had been happening for a while, I guess.
Yeah. It's like a child of divorce is what it is. He's got the two parents that are going to court over this.
Oh, yeah.
It's a custody battle. Who gets Crimea?
Every other weekend.
God, she's 33?
Oh, Butt Monkey posted the GIF.
Those eyes. Those fucking eyes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's very pretty. But, yeah.
There's another one. I don't know if he posted it in here. Just her just staring at the camera and just blinking.
Yeah.
God damn. I wonder how she feels. Has there been any, like response? Has she said anything about, like...
She looks, not that I know of, she looks extremely professional, though, so I don't even know if she'd mention it.
Yeah.
Really, you know?
It's one of those things where someone who is that intelligent and is, you know, that fortunate enough to be in that position and has worked, you know, has made a career around it. It's just, like, it's one of those things, I almost want to say it's unusual to see someone that attractive to have that position. Usually see either it's just old frumpy guys, or if it's women that, you know, at first glance might be a guy.
Well, my thing is, she looks very young, and you'd think for someone in that position she would have to have years of experience, and maybe she does, I don't know, but she looks young.
She's 33.
She looks fucking good for 33.
Yeah, she's 9 years, not even 9 years older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how you just pointed out in the chat room, there's no nude pics yet.
Yet.
Something's going to leak.
Yet.
Something is going to...
I'm always terrified of that. Like, an ex-boyfriend is going to be like, hey. I'll be like, hey, that's me.
You don't think that you, like, ended up on... what the fuck was it?
The Anon?
Yeah.
I hope not.
Anon IB or...
I looked for myself.
You did? Yeah.
I did, just to make sure.
Yeah, I just look for anyone I could think of. Anyone I knew personally.
It was mostly girls in the year below us. I'm like, I have no idea who these girls are.
Yeah. I actually completely forgot about that website, too, until they announced it had been shut down.
Oh, thank God, because that was terrible.
So there's one picture. I'm going on Google image search right here for Natalia, and it's great because there's a bunch of pictures, like the anime sketches of her. There's one where she's just like lying down on what looks like a red velvet couch.
Hot.
Oh, yeah. Like, in a little black dress, hot. Like,
ooh.
Yeah. And then there's one of her just in plain clothes, but God, she's even got a really nice body, too.
She's a good looker.
And yet she's like, apparently the face of Crimea now. Or she's been doing all the press conferences and everything ever since whoever won Crimea won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way.
She's hot. Holy shit, she's
yeah,
hot.
Good for Crimea.
Yeah.
Although women from that region, I mean, really, if you think about a Ukrainian woman or a Russian woman, a lot of the times you think of mail order brides.
Yeah.
And just gorgeous, you know? So, I don't know if it's the genes or maybe if they just, you know, every country has beautiful women.
Oh, you're talking about like chemical makeup. Okay. I thought you said genes because I'm looking at a picture of Natalia in plain clothes, and I'm thinking to myself, like, I don't know if it's the jeans or what, because these are like skin tight jeans.
No, genetics. Yeah. Genetics. But then again, women from like, I don't know, like Sweden and Finland and those places are also gorgeous, so it could be genetics. I don't know. Whatever.
That gap, though, seriously.
Eh.
That gap.
Whatevs.
You gotta have the gap.
Eh. I don't know. Yeah. I've gained a bit of weight. I think I lost my gap, but whatever.
I never had a gap to begin with.
Oh, well.
This is funny. I was looking at, speaking of weight, so between the meds that I have to take now and the massive amounts of alcohol that I consume, and I've gained weight over the last 6 months.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was looking at a picture of myself that I posted on Instagram back in 2012. It was back when I was still working overnights. So it was like, you know, middle of the day, I clearly looked like I was, you know, working overnights. It fucks with you.
Oh, yeah.
I looked like Skeletor. Holy shit. You could see the bones, like,
yeah,
like my cheekbones were like just showing.
You've always been very skinny.
Yeah. And I'm like looking at a picture of myself from maybe a month ago. I'm like, you know, everything's rounded out now. And this is like only a year and a half later. I'm like, wow. Like, holy shit.
It's
maybe
a difference.
Like,
it's
just like, I don't think the weight gain has caught up with me yet. So it's still like, you know, skinny. And then, you know, I've got like almost kind of like, you know, if you look like a starving Ethiopian kid and the stomach is still bulging out.
Oh, that's not funny.
It's a bad comparison, but
it is terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it sucks though. My size 30 waist pants don't fit anymore. That
All
was my
of
waist
my
size.
Fat pants are now regular pants. And it makes me really sad. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. It happens. Whatever.
Whatever.
Well, and like I said, alcohol is a contributing factor to this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, a beer gut.
I ate 4 Clif Bars yesterday.
Nice.
I'm not kidding.
That's
They're 250
impressive.
Calories each.
My
I'm
God.
Supposed to eat 1,200 calories in a day. I ate 1,000 calories in Clif Bars.
Ugh. At least you're not drinking protein shakes, just pounding them back.
Yeah.
That might have been it, too, for a while, is just buying those, like, Kellogg's instant breakfast shakes.
Yeah.
And I was having them for breakfast every morning, but I, you know, was following that up by sitting down for 9 straight hours and then shoveling more crap down my throat. Yeah,
yeah,
it certainly doesn't help.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. What time is it? Oh, my God. We've been talking nothing for 23 minutes.
I'm talking about video games and hot authoritative bitches and getting fat, which is funny too. I gotta point out that so I'm hungover right now and Nicole's sick with something, but it's great because
I feel like I'm dying.
We're sitting here before the show starts and we're like, she sounds like she's got like a, you know, something in her throat, and
I've been trying to make my voice sound better.
Yeah,
so it's gonna really hurt once the show's over.
Yeah,
because my throat hurts so bad right now. I don't know if it was because I choked on spit violently the other day. I think I'm actually sick.
Mm.
You didn't see it on my Facebook. Oh my God.
Is that what you did?
I was sitting there, and now I sit in a cubicle at the front of my office. So there's just a row of cubicles behind me, a little bit of a walkway, and then another row of cubicles. And I sit in the very front. Mm-hmm. And the office was so quiet. It was about 2 p.m. on Friday, and I'm just sitting there breathing, working. All of a sudden, I inhale a huge amount of spit.
Ugh.
And I sit there. I threw my chair back. I was coughing violently, crying, gagging, couldn't control myself, and everyone's looking at me, and I'm just sitting there in so much pain. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it was so embarrassing.
That happens to me sometimes, but it happens, like, if, like, I'm lying down in bed, okay? I'll just be lying there in bed, and all of a sudden, I just feel like just this instantaneous sort of tickle in my throat,
mm-hmm.
but I just start having a coughing fit, it'll wake me. If I'm sound asleep, it'll wake me up, and it hurts so much. Like, my throat
really
and your lungs.
Did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's just, like, inhaling weird. I don't know.
But, I mean, like, I'm not exaggerating when I said that the office was so quiet. Every now and then, you'll hear people talk. I'm telling you, you could hear a pin drop.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, my chair gets thrown back, and I'm coughing as loud as I possibly can. I'm in pain. I'm causing a scene in the front of the office. So embarrassed. But yeah, my throat really, really hurts, and I actually sound like shit, but I'm trying to make my voice sound a lot better right now.
Yeah.
And I know once we're done with the show, I'm going to be in a lot of pain.
I just think it's funny how, like, I'm sitting here and I'm just miserable. And my throat hurts, too. I think I'm starting to catch whatever it is you have. AIDS. And,
I have the AIDS.
Also, like, the music bed just kicks in and all of a sudden we're just, like, we're in radio mode. You notice that?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, yep. We're animated. 28 minutes ago, we were not animated at all. We're sitting here wanting to kill each other, like, just death. Out of misery.
Yes. Both miserable, you know, and then you put the headphones on and you put a little smile on, and it's all for the show. It's really interesting how it takes over you.
Yeah. I like how you came in too earlier, and you're like, if I can do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, let's take a breather real quick. One of my favorite bands ever, Taking Back Sunday, put out a new album this week.
Oh, don't play Taking Back Sunday. Play that song that I made you listen to.
I'll play it later. I don't want to play it over the air.
Please do it. No. It's so good.
Maybe later.
DJ, put that record on.
If
that's
you're good.
My song. That's my show.
What was that, Dev?
Dev.
And what's that song called?
Booty Bounce.
Booty Bounce.
I fucking love it. It's my new favorite song.
Maybe we'll come back from break with that. How about that? That'll be our music bed.
Did
How about
you
that?
Put that record on. That's my song. Yeah. That's my shit.
Taking Back Sunday put a new album out this past week, and they have a B-side that it's not included on the album, and it's one of those tracks that when I heard it for the first time, I'm like, why did they exclude this? But the record...
One of those, yeah.
They're on a new record label, and the record label actually put the entire album plus the B-side up on YouTube. So here it is. It's called... Appropriately enough, this is a throwback to when we had Red try to guess what the name of the How I Met Your Mother spinoff was called during the last Talk Radio Meltdown. This song is called How I Met Your Mother.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
Featuring Jack Gill and Nicole Mossy.
The Cousin Joe Show strives for excellence in broadcasting.
Not really sure how, but he had mutilated himself. So there was self-mutilation to his genital area.
The gold standard for broadcasters everywhere, Cousin Joe is always on topic and always on point.
Now I'm talking ourselves up.
Keep going.
Both funny.
Like where you going.
Which I don't say often about myself. Both funny. Creative. So, I lost my point.
Never short on words, he always knows just what to say.
I don't know how to put it without sounding gay.
He's an all-around honest guy and not afraid to let you know just how he feels.
I don't get why people are so down on Hitler.
The key to Joe's success is his uncanny ability to bring you quality programming night in and night out.
Record yourself taking a shit, and we're going to play Guess the Shit.
You can listen to the Cousin Joe and his Big Fat Cock Show Thursday nights, 7 to 10 p.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Footer from The Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on More Like Radio.
Following Hippo Jew.
We're following an overweight banker? What does he do, like a Saul Roth? Talking accounting right here on More Like Radio.
No. I said Hippo Juice.
Oh, Juice.
Yes.
I know Hippo Juice. They rule. All right, boom. Listen to Hippo Juice. Then listen to us, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, live.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Yeah, you can't sell Betsy's milk. No what? Absolutely no what.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
Why is that? Like, I can't sell it.
I got pink. It's all heroin. Yo, I got pink.
I almost said I got pink.
I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. I tell you, wrap the bread.
You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
Chatty Wampus. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
There you go, Nicole.
Thank you. As long as we can get through that first little bit that I was singing. Hang on. Play it.
Right.
DJ
this song. All these hoes on my dick.
So what is this? Is she just standing here just like transforming throughout the entire video? Like just like whatever she's wearing? There's like four of her.
Video.
And then, oh, okay.
I just listened to it.
Give me a fucking seizure. I'm going to have epilepsy because this music
video.
It
was so good. I love it.
It's called Booty Bounce by Dev.
Oh, yeah.
She ite.
Yeah.
She ite.
I like that she has tattoos and piercings and whatnot. Yeah. She had that. I think it's called Medusa, where you have your, oh, what is it called? Like above your Cupid's bow on your lip, right below your nose, where you have that pierced. And it looks so good.
Like how Nicole's boyfriend, Mark, is in our chat room right now. morelikeradio.com/live Mark just hearing that song.
I made him listen to it today.
How many times has he heard that song? Because all he said is, oh God.
Yeah, I played it for him earlier today.
That song kind of made me think of this.
Bubble butt. Bubble bubble butt. Bubble butt. Bubble bubble butt butt.
And then I think of big booty bitches. I want big booty bitches. Oh.
We just found out that the Boondocks, we've known that they're coming back, I think April 14th, maybe sometime in April. It was cool because I was in New York City this past week and they had, there was like, you know, when they do like construction down there, you know, people post up ads and stuff. There was just, it was like a silhouette of Huey
with the date underneath
and it was just like a tiled ad. But apparently this is the last season.
That sucks.
It's season 4, which is crazy because that show, I think, debuted in like 2005.
Yeah.
And they do a new season every few years. So this is season 4. And apparently the creator of the series, he's also the guy that does the comic series, has absolutely no input. They actually did this without even telling him.
That's not a good idea,
yeah.
In my opinion. The show is great. And I was actually just going to say it's a good idea that they stop it before it turns to shit.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, at least. But now since they're not going to be, you know, talking to him about it, I'm worried that the quality of the show is not going to be, is not going to be the same.
I think, I mean, they said it's the last season. So maybe he's just like, whatever, it's done, you know,
maybe
seasons weren't that many episodes. I don't think either. Like, I don't think they were ever more than like 16 episodes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he has no involvement, according to Sony Pictures Television. He has no involvement when a mutual agreeable production schedule cannot be determined.
Yeah.
That sucks, but because I guess he's working on a live action comedy for Adult Swim called Black Jesus.
Oh, jeez.
Black Jesus.
Nah, that would be brown. Brown Jesus.
Asian Jesus.
Speaking of Asians.
Yeah. What about him?
George Takei.
Oh, sorry. April 21st. That's when it's coming
April
back.
21st.
George Takei. You know, we actually had to have a debate before the show started trying to figure out how to pronounce his name.
Yes. Well, first I thought it started with a D, but it was... No, it's Takei.
Takei
means expensive, so he's fine with you calling him that because... Because
he's gay.
Well, I just think that no one really would be... upset with someone mispronouncing their name and making it mean expensive.
I keep forgetting. He's like, isn't he in his 80s now or close
to
it?
No, I don't think
so. He's getting old because I know Shatner is in his 80s now. George Takei's got to be getting, he's got to be getting close. But he's old. But,
yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, so Fred Phelps from the Westboro Baptist Church died.
Yes.
Nicole wasn't on the last episode of Talk Radio Meltdown, so she couldn't join us when we were talking about this. First and foremost, what do you think of this?
Honestly, for the past few years, I have not given a shit about the Westboro Baptist Church. Everyone really talks a lot about it, and I think that's exactly what they want. They want the attention. My opinion is that they should be ignored, just like a toddler throwing a tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of groups that will, like there's this one group that a bunch of people show up to any funeral where the Westboro Baptist Church is protesting, and they'll dress up as angels with huge wings to protect those who are in mourning from hate. Now, it's not like I approve of what they're doing. It's very mean. It's very hateful what they're doing. But I don't think there should be any kind of retaliation because two wrongs don't make a right.
Right.
Really, it doesn't. And it doesn't make you look any better than them. Don't sink to that level. And it's sad that someone died.
It is.
It's a life. Regardless of how much of a dick he was, I heard that in his later years, he was kind of coming around to maybe not being so hateful. Mm-hmm. But regardless, George Takei said something that was, it was right on the nose of what I was feeling, and I couldn't really put it in words. And he mm-hmm. said, "Today, Mr. Phelps may have learned that God, in fact, hates no one. Vicious and hate-filled as he was, may his soul find the kind of peace through death that was so plainly elusive during his life. I take no solace or joy in this man's passing. We will not dance upon his grave, nor stand vigil at his funeral holding God hates Fred signs, tempting as it may be. He was a tormented soul who tormented so many. Hate never wins out in the end. It instead goes away to its lonely, dusty end." You know?
Yeah.
And someone else posted on Reddit. Now, I'm not religious in the least. I'm not. I don't believe in a higher power or in the sense of a god or whatever. I believe that we all have something inside of us that is almost a moral compass, and you would know if something is wrong, and you follow your moral compass, and that is what drives me, at least. And someone else on Reddit posted just a picture of Buddy Jesus, and it was a meme, and it said something along the lines of, you know, ignore the perversion yeah. some people do to this faith and remember that God loves everyone regardless.
Right.
And
we got the red shell yeah. on the phone right now.
Oh, okay.
I think.
What's up, guys? It's just P-Rock, not the entire red show, just myself.
Hello.
I thought you were the whole show.
I know. How disappointing is that?
Close enough.
He's got such a sexy voice, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. I'm a little wet.
Thanks so much. Jack, you wet?
I think he pissed himself a little.
Yes, I guess I'll kind of chime in with Godspeed Fred, but Nicole beautifully said, I think exactly the way you do in
Thank
that I don't really believe in higher powers. And frankly, I guess I call myself atheist and certainly use the moral compass. Beautifully said. I'm completely in with that. Obviously, I didn't call for that, but I wanted to say, yeah, good job.
Thank you for that. I didn't know if it made any sense, but.
It made sense to me.
All right, perfect. Awesome. Cool.
But I wanted to say thank you for the plug, and I'm really glad you did it, or played our promo. I'm really glad you did it, because I'm liking Chatty Wampus on Saturday nights here every week. As you can see, lots in the chat like it also. Yeah. I didn't want this to be my last Chatty Wampus, so you really took care of us there. I appreciate that.
We couldn't let you leave. Oops, I'm hitting stuff.
Yeah. And also, get that promo in Dropbox or just send it to the Red Show at morelikeradio.com. Either way, because I'll be glad to play it, because I now have Talk Radio Meltdown in our chat, in our promo rotation.
Ooh,
that would be great. Thank you.
Talk Radio Meltdown sucks. I hate all those guys.
Yeah, they're such douches.
You know who I hate? Jack.
He's the worst.
You know, I haven't listened to TRM much. I've listened to a couple of short clips because the time it airs is just incredibly inconvenient for me. I download nothing.
Oh, yeah.
The occasional Hippo Juice, just because we're prepping for our show right after them. But outside of that, I just don't. So I'm glad Chatty Wampus is here. But so yeah, get the promo out there to the Dropbox or, again, the Reddit morelikeradio.com. And I would love to have it in rotation.
Nice. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank
you. It's definitely difficult trying to get everyone together for Talk Radio Meltdown, to have everyone together at the same time. So unfortunately, that's why we have to pre-record it and then play it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday.
Understood. Understood. Let's say 2 hours of Chatty Wampus.
Oh, if only.
Yeah, if only. Yeah, the only reason we have this is just because Nicole and I live together. That's about it.
Yeah. And I have no life and don't do anything on Saturday night.
Me neither.
Indeed. All right. Well, guys, I'm not going to hold up your show too much, but I just want to say, Fred Phelps, there is no God and moral compass. That's it.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you for the awesome Red Show t-shirts.
Yes. Anything.
I'm glad to do it.
Yes.
All right, man.
Later. See you later.
Bye.
It was a good show, man. I like those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm sad I missed the last one because I took a nap and I was like, I'm going to wake up.
So you got to have to Skype into their show again.
Yeah, definitely. Well, because... I took a nap and I told myself, I'm like, all right, you know, you're gonna wake up in an hour. I didn't set my alarm like a dick. Mm-hmm. And then I wake up 2 hours later. It's halfway done. I'm like, fuck.
The Red Show, Wednesdays, 9 o'clock, morelikeradio.com.
Good stuff for sure. Good stuff. Definitely worth a listen. Yeah. It always makes me giggle. And I always think back to, if anyone was listening for that show, I guess it was Google Hangouts or something that was messing up, and I always think they call it the Dink Show because every like 30 seconds there'd just be like a little dink, dink, and it was the best.
There's a podcast I don't listen to it anymore, but it's called Reckless Media Radio. For the longest time, I love that show, but for the longest time, they kept their Skype, like they had the, all their sounds on Skype on.
Yep.
So like every few seconds you would hear like someone IM them over Skype or someone would call them. It would just be the same sounds. Like, turn it off. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's annoying. Like, I get it, but just turn it off. Like,
it was annoying at first, but then we just kind of got into it and mm-hmm. the entire chat room, just like, everyone changed their nickname to like my, to something dink. Like my nickname is Dude Kid Hey.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know what that is. People think it's like duty and stuff. No, Dude Kid Hey. But I was like Dude Kid Dink or just whatever, but it was really funny. P-Rex is Dink. Dink. It was good stuff. Good stuff.
I broke his brand new grill and ruined his big barbecue. Excuse me. Mr. Dink, I broke your grill. I'm sorry.
You broke my grill? You broke my grill? You broke my grill?
Very expensive.
Oh, jeez.
Keep talking about dinks. That's all I could think of. I found out some trivia about that, too. That show, Doug. Mr. Dink, the reason he was called Mr. Dink is that was, you know, it's the abbreviations for dual income, no kids, which is what he and his wife were. They had no kids. And that explains why he had all these gadgets, because he could afford them.
Because he didn't. Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah. Those, like,
I gotcha.
Those little subtle things that they hide in those shows that you don't, like, you get to be 24 years old and you look back and you're like, what?
Huh? Yeah.
Like all the sexual innuendos on Rocco's Modern Life.
I loved Rocco's Modern Life so much. Oh, that was such a good show.
Yeah, there was Rocco's, what was it? Some guy, it was one episode of that, and one guy mentioned something about like how his favorite flavor of pizza was like bacon and head cheese.
Oh my God.
I'm like, you can say that on TV?
Well, he got a job one time at like a phone sex line.
Yes, he did.
And oh my God, and it was just so funny. It was so awkward.
Doesn't Mrs. Bighead,
I loved it.
Mrs. Bighead calls.
I think it was, Mrs. Bighead calling it because she loved him. She wanted him.
Especially a phone operator. Okay, then. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Rocco. Mrs. Bighead.
Oh baby, oh baby, oh.
And he's got a sign up next to the phones that just says, remember, be hot, be naughty, be courteous.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much.
I miss that show.
That show is amazing.
The golden age of cartoons, in my
Seriously.
Opinion. There was Lord. You know Lord, singer.
Yeah, about her concert and the protesting and stuff.
Yeah, she wanted, that's why I can't take the Westboro Baptist Church serious. Because they just protest everything for no reason at all.
Well, they also protest, like, shows and stuff. And part of me just thinks that they want to just go to the fucking show.
Yeah.
You know? But I think I know what you're talking about, where there was a group that wasn't so much protesting the Westboro Baptist Church, but they did have a particular sign
mm-hmm.
for WBC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like posers, almost. Maybe they weren't actually part of the church, but they were just like, eh, look, we can do it. We can do it, too.
Well, maybe I'm thinking of something else, because there was a group that said, we are sorry for your loss.
Oh, yeah. That was actually, it was a different group, but it was at a Westboro Baptist Church protest, and it actually kind of took all the members aback, because, you know, when they show up to those things, they expect to get ridiculed and have people just, yell shit at him, just make their lives miserable, not take him serious at all. So they were kind of taken aback to see some actual legitimate sympathy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that is how you do it. That is class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is getting the message across perfectly, because there are people who think that, you know, no death should be celebrated.
Yeah.
You know, and he was a family member, regardless of whether or not he was exiled from the group. He's a family member, and you get sad when your family members die. So I think that was the best way to approach it, you know, a mm-hmm. way of almost protesting, but Not really. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I like any, because you mentioned that was class. I love like just when things happen. I was, you know, the level of significance here is, you know, vastly different. But, you know, in a few weeks, this is going to be the 1 year anniversary of the marathon bombings. And I remember just when like all the sports, you know, all the sports teams just, you know, all the games obviously that day were delayed and everything. But I remember when New York had like all the Boston tributes, and I'm just thinking to myself, I was like, one time you'll ever see Red Sox and Yankees fans get along.
Well,
like, you gotta appreciate it for just like the hour it's going to happen. Just the amount of class that was there was really impressive.
Oh, absolutely, because you put all your differences aside, of course, you know, and I'm sure it was, I mean, it's a wonderful gesture, but I really think that in New York's hearts and stuff like that, because they've been through tragedies, you know, as well, I think that it, you know, it was so easy to do because it's such a human reaction. You're like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to put aside any kind of little rivalries or whatever, because at the end of the day, that's all it is. It's a little sports rivalry. No one really hates anyone, I don't think. But yeah, definitely they, class.
They take it seriously, though. You know, they take it really seriously.
I'm not into sports, so I don't really take any of it seriously.
I don't pay attention to any of it. Lord, I guess West Royal Baptist Church was picketing her show for whatever reason in Kansas City, and she encouraged all of her fans waiting outside for the show to just go up to the West Royal Baptist Church members and just kiss them.
Well, that's kind of salt. Like we were talking about with the last show, you can't run up to someone and kiss them.
Yeah, she apparently was posting on Twitter saying, wear rainbow-colored clothes and just go up to the protesters and just kiss them. Just do it.
Just give them love. I mean, all right. Now, I may sound really dumb right now, but you know, way back when they were fucking hippies and stuff and they were giving policemen like flowers and whatever, you don't, the response is not violence. The response is not hate. You know, you don't sink to that level.
Yeah. The church... I guess, made some comment about Lord. They said that she, quote-unquote, doesn't have enough sense to put in a symbol.
She's also a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
that too.
So give her a little bit of room to grow. When I was 17, I was a dick. Like, I was an asshole and I was a terrible person, but I thought I knew everything. And this little Lord girl, maybe she's very nice and stuff like that, but...
I keep forgetting she's 17.
I like her. I like her. I like that song.
Yeah. Where was I getting this from? This is from celebritycafe.com. They also had an article here, completely unrelated, but if Kate were here, she'd be having a field day with this one. Idina Menzel admits that John Travolta's Oscars flub with her name threw her off.
Really?
Yeah, she got taken aback. Just a little bit, not too bad, but with John Travolta doing what he did, which was absolutely hilarious. I'm going to play it again.
Okay.
Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering song, Let It Go, from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
I like how Kate loves the, when he's like, wickedly.
What's
Kate
her name?
Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel.
He said like Adele Nazeem or what, like he got it mixed up.
Yeah.
I think like he started to say the last name first and...
Well, when you butcher someone's name, you definitely get thrown off guard.
Like, imagine if I was like trying to introduce you on the show, Mossy Nickel Lossy.
Or just Massey.
Massey.
Massey is not my last name. Everybody, it's Mossy.
Just waiting for a big sorry in all caps to appear in the chat room.
No, it's... Well, it's understandable because the way I say my name, you know, Mossy.
Mossy.
It could sound like Massey.
We're also from New England, too, and, you know, we do have an accent, I guess.
Yeah.
An accent.
Yeah, but it's Mossy, just like the adjective.
I don't have an accent. I don't.
You think you don't, but... You know, if you were to look at other people from around the country, in comparison, we do have a bit of an accent.
I know people have got, like, really thick. I'm just saying, like, for myself.
In comparison to the people around us.
Yeah, I mean, if I do, it's really... It's
average American.
Yeah, it's... I don't... Yeah. Because I know people that's always like, pack the car, Boston.
My mom.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Although that's a Worcester accent.
Well, Kate's from Rhode Island, and, you know, they got their own variant of it down there. But when she gets heated, the accent comes out. She's good at controlling it, But when she starts getting pissed, then it starts to come out.
Yes, same with
it's,
me.
It's thick though. I don't think I do it, and I don't know if it's because my father doesn't have it, but my mother's from the other side of the country, so she's got an accent. She's definitely got sort of like a southwestern accent. She pronounces
yes.
There are some words that she says very differently. She uses, you know, like colloquialisms that they use out there.
Yeah.
You know, she would, like, for example, soda, you know, she doesn't call it soda. She calls it pop.
Pop.
You know, and that's how she's known it. She refuses to assimilate to how us northerners call things. But I don't think I have the accent.
I don't think you do either, especially because of that. The yeah. only reason I have a Worcester accent, I only lived in Worcester until I was 6 or 7. Right. But my mom has a very thick one. A lot of my aunts do. So it's funny because Mark noticed when I'm talking to my mom, mm-hmm. I sound like I'm from Worcester. If I'm angry or if I'm really drunk, sometimes I sound like I'm from Worcester, but for the most part, I don't. But for some reason, I can't put it on. I can't put the accent. Whoa. The accent. I can't put the accent on.
Yeah.
It just kind of comes through naturally.
Yeah. I've been living here for 24 years, and I can't even do an impersonation of someone who has an accent.
Yeah, even Worcester.
I can't even do it.
Yeah.
It's not even possible for me to do it. I can't do the I don't even think I'm doing it right, you know?
I don't think you are either.
I know some people that come in and just say that naturally and not really, if we start making fun of them, be like, what are you making fun of me for? You know?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be able to do it. Like watching, I was with my friend Bianca last night, we were watching Wahlburgers. Plan was to go to Wahlburgers and hang them, and of course, because this show started on A&E, I've been there twice before, never had to wait more than 5 minutes for a table. Now you got the show that's on A&E, the place is packed. There was like an hour and a half long wait.
Wow.
On a Friday night. All people want to do is just go to Mark Wahlberg's restaurant, but I'm watching this reality show they have now about the restaurant. Mark Wahlberg's got the accent. He and Donnie have the accent.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And there are some, you know, you see them in some movies and they're hiding it a little bit, but just naturally, there it is. There
yeah.
it is. It's just so weird seeing, celebrities that are from, you know, this part of the country, even from like Boston, have that accent because you're just kind of like, I can relate to you.
Right. This is relatable.
And I highly suggest if, you know, you ever are in the Boston area, go to Wahlburgers.
I've never been.
It's so good. The Wahlbrewski. The Wahlbrewski. It's like it's a custom Harpoon IPA. Oh, it's so good. And the Thanksgiving Day burger. Oh my god. I was pissed that we couldn't go last night. And they've got like alcoholic fraps too for desserts.
Well, that doesn't do anything for me. Yeah. But we should go back to that U Burger. Oh, that place is so good.
U Burger's good too.
That was really good.
The only thing we don't have up here, and I will forever rant about this until the day I get to go. In-N-Out Burger.
We should go.
Yeah, make the trip out to California. You eat meat, right?
Of course I do.
Well, then there you go. I'm accustomed to being around someone who gave up meat years ago. So I,
yeah.
Okay, we were in Manhattan. They apparently just opened up a White Castle on
Oh no shit!
On I think it's on 10th Avenue.
Oh, we gotta go.
It's on 10th. It's between like 10th and 48th. And it's right there. It's open 24 hours, and we walked by. Kate and I were talking about on the way down to Manhattan how we should go to White Castle. We're like, but we're not going to be in Long Island. So, because at the time, I thought the closest one was in Long Island. We walked by it. We'd already gone for dinner. We went to the Cake Boss Cafe. We were walking by White Castle. I'm like freaking out. I'm like, I don't care. I want to go.
I don't want to go.
Did you guys go to the Sex Museum?
No, we didn't.
You should have.
Well,
is great.
Next time we go, I don't think we'll be doing the Tonight Show again. The whole point of us going down there was the Tonight Show, and that took an entire afternoon. So
yeah, good point.
If you want to hear that story too, listen to episode 228 of Talk Radio Mouth.
I heard,
we talked about it
real quickly. I know it's late, but I heard that Lena Dunham took Jimmy Fallon off guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made
by
a comment.
Saying how much she
made a comment.
Loved him.
Yep. Made a comment about how her mother thought Lena was going to marry Jimmy Fallon when she grew up.
Yeah. It's a little fucking weird.
A little bit, but...
A little stalkerish.
She's a sweetheart, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I gotta play this. Or not. Okay, we're not gonna play anything.
All right.
Wait a minute. Divided by zero is what I did. Do I do it?
When it's over...
Daddy Wampus.
The end.
Okay, the Orange Room is up next. You're on More Like Radio, 9 to 11. every Saturday. We'll be back on Thursday with episode 229 of Talk Radio Meltdown.
On Thursday?
Am I doing something Thursday?
Well, doesn't it air on Friday?
Oh, recording it Thursday. Yeah, whenever. We'll be back at some point this week. We'll be here.
All right.
Talk Radio Meltdown will air Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern on morelikeradio.com. And then episode 4 of Chatty Wumpus will be next week.
Yes.
And at some point, I'll eventually get around to putting those podcasts or giving those podcasts to Hammy so he can put them on the More Like Radio feed, because we're about two shows behind right now, but... Everything else is at talkradiomeltdown.com, so you can get our Talk Radio Meltdown episodes and the Chatty Wumpus episodes there.
Indeedy.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll talk to you next time, I guess.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.